This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. It's a free app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. Joining us right now on the BetQL Guest Hotline is John Keim, Commanders Insider for ESPN.com. Hey, John.
What up, fellas?
I saw you were posting some historical nuggets. They haven't had a 4-1 start since Zorny's year, right?
Zorny's year, 2008, did not end well, but this team is better.
Yes. Yeah, no question about it.
Coaching's better.
Just a little bit.
Coaching, yes. But
slightly.
It starts with the quarterback. We just said it, you know, before the season, we decided, hey, every week we're going to do a Graydon Jaden segment. And, you know, branded Graydon. Like, it's old hat at this point. Like, he's just legit. Yeah.
He's legit, and you know, it's funny because there are a handful of times where he gets outside a pass rush or the pocket, and you look at the reaction of the Browns players, like after, I think it was a 66-yarder, you have two guys bearing down on him. You see guys slamming the turf because, like, you're right there. I think there was another one, there was a bootleg where 99, Za'Darius Smith, has his jersey just kind of tugging him a little bit. Can't get him down, gets outside, gets the completion to McLaurin, slams his hand in the turf. Like, I think there's like, there's that you think you should have him or you think you have him and he gets out of it. And I think that's the added element here that is just impressive, because there are a lot of times where you see certain plays where I'm like, somebody else is not getting out of this play or not making this play. And he's not perfect, but I think the other thing that you see with him is that it was not the best start for the offense. That's a good defense. You know, he throws a pick, and it just doesn't stop him. And I think, you know, it's kind of good to have a game where it's like, okay, things aren't working perfect. How do you then respond? And they still made plays, and it wasn't a grinded out. It was big play, big play, big play.
Mm-hmm. And John, Jaden Daniels, obviously one of the headliners of the second ranked in the NFL rushing attack, along with Brian Robinson, but the fringe guys have been really good too. Austin Eckler, you know, even though he missed the game, he's averaging 7.9 yards a carry. And Jeremy McNichols, you know, kind of end of the roster guy, he's been invaluable, like subbing in for when, you know, B-Rob is nursing his knee injury. And you know, they don't want to put everything on Eckler, him coming back from the concussion. Like, all of those rushing attack pieces are working beautifully at this point.
Yeah, and I think you can go back to also, there's a couple things. One, the threat of Daniel's legs always kind of helps in all of that, right? But I think if you look at Eckler, is showing that he still has something left, for sure. And we've seen that, like, you know, because last year he was dealing with the high ankle sprain and then another ankle injury, and it definitely is going to affect your ability to cut and to run. And then you see some of the play design, and it's funny because, like, he had that long run where they ran a similar action, but it was to Robinson early on the first play of the game. And it didn't work, but also the next time they ran it, there was a little bit more hesitation, I think, because of some of the stuff they had run throughout the game. And then it was just better execution, but he hits the hole really well. And it's just different, slightly different personnel, but also just a good design and execution. And there was some hesitation in the defense because of, again, some of the other stuff. So there's some of that is just guys executing. Some of it is good play design. And then there's the hesitation factor from other threats. And so it adds up. And, you know, I'd say it's working kind of well. Listen, the line deserves a lot of credit with that, too, for sure. But I think to your point, though, you know, last week Eckler misses and McNichols fills in very well. Mm-hmm. And then this week you don't have a Noah Brown. Now, not that Noah Brown's the headliner, but he's a guy that I think they've started to realize what he can do and how he can help. I think this is a game he could have helped a lot because of the size and the routes they would run. And then De'Ami Brown fills in and does a really good job with, you know, has the big touchdown catch. So, like, they're getting contributions when guys go down from other guys on the roster. I think that always helps.
You know, after you mentioned the slow start, maybe you mentioned what it was, but what was the adjustment that was made? Because the first couple possessions weren't great, and they're like, oh, maybe we're going to be in for something here.
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny because I'm just, like, I'm about through the first quarter on the offense. Mm-hmm. So as far as adjustments, it's hard for me to say completely, but I will say I thought going into this game, I felt like the Browns front seven was ultra aggressive, and it would lead to some negative plays because they play really fast, and that's partly was what's going on. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's part of it. But then I think you start to use that aggressiveness against them, and you see, I go back. I think it was a third down play, the screen to Eckler, mm-hmm. where they're coming with a blitz, and like they're, you know, Cormo is just hell bent on getting to him, and Eckler just sneaks out to the flat, and it's a nice screen, but just a good play call, good design. Use the aggressiveness against them, and I think that's also what happened. And then you go to a man coverage, you know, hit De'Ami Brown, right? Mm-hmm. So, and they played a lot of man coverage. But so I think sometimes it's just a matter of, you know, also, again, on the Eckler run, it was a little bit better execution. For example, on the first play of the game, Cormo just gets a knife in there really fast. Bates is supposed to block him. Well, it's a hard block because he's so quick, and he gets in there. Second time they run it, he has to pause a little bit for whatever reason, and then Bates gets to him, and that helps open it up. So sometimes it was execution, but also I don't – you know, that's funny because, like, that's a play where I want to see, okay, what else was different on this play? Because I know the results were different and the execution was better, but was there something else that they showed? And also throughout the game that helped set that up to then cause some of that hesitation. But – you know, it also helps that you're facing an offense that was really, really bad.
Sure.
And it allows you to kind of stay into your what you want to do because you probably feel like you're going to hit it at some point, and that's what they did.
Talking to John Keim, covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. Speaking of the defense, Frankie Louvu has just been a big-time difference maker for this defense.
Yes, for sure. And he's like, when they signed him, he was the guy that jumped out the most to me by far, because you watch him, and not like you watch a lot of Carolina stuff over the years, he really adds a lot of energy and just pass rush, right? And I think you're seeing the energy come out in a big, big way. And I think this defense needed some guys with some energy, and he brings that. So among other things, that's what he adds. And then you know, it's the old play with your hair on fire kind of stuff. But watch then, like, one of the sacks that Bobby Wagner has, he's getting that because of, and Wagner's done a nice job, but, like, Louvu blows up the running back, knocks him off his, you know, knocks him a couple yards back, and then Wagner finishes it by knocking the running back into the quarterback and just getting on top of him. So, like, there are things that he does that sets up others as well. And you know, I mean, it's not a great offense, but this defense did exactly what they should. I mean, they dominated them. And, you know, and I think that's a good step for them. And you can build on that. But he adds a ton. And it's a lot of it's just the energy. He's played strong as well. So you add all that. Like, he was I always felt like he was the best. The other guys were impactful signings for other reasons. Wagner, leadership, Ertz, you know, Eckler, but he was the guy.
Mm-hmm. The defense in the last 2 weeks has gotten to the QBs 11 times. And Dan Quinn had talked about, I think that was after after the Bengal game. Hey, you guys are close.
Right.
And we were kind of wondering, how can DQ say that? Because it didn't look like they were close, but maybe he was on to something. What are they doing differently in the last couple of games?
Well, first of all, you're getting leads too. And in a bigger lead too. So you're you're making them one dimensional, but like yesterday, for the most part, like the run was not hurting them. And so that also turned them one dimensional. And you're dealing with a team that has some issues on the offensive line, a quarterback who tends to not make fast decisions. So like it was, and then you're putting them in a big hole. But they were stopping them all game, too. And so, you know, I think part of it, they've stayed aggressive with it. And some of it too, you have to get, they have to know guys first and what they all can do. And
these guys
have to know what, you know, so there's a lot, there are technique things from the defensive line that you have to get used to. So there's always some of that. And even in the first game, they got after Baker Mayfield fairly well. They just couldn't get him down. Mm-hmm. And so I think if they had sacked him a couple times, it would have looked a little bit different, right? And like the Giants use a lot of six-man protections to stop them. So, you know, I think there are some things where it's become situational, and then some things where it's like, God, and I like Luvu didn't have, I don't think he had a sack the first couple games. Like, this guy's going to have him because this is what he does, you know? And so, you know, eventually he's going to break through. And then they're really good with Wagner and Luvu yesterday. You know, they'll run some stunts with them coming up the middle. And I think that, you know, there's just some things that are just starting to work better. You know, and the other part too, you have, when you're doing that, you have to get better coverage on the back end. I'd say even last week, there were definitely times where I felt like the coverage was the reason for the sack. And it gives, like, for the, if you remember the fourth down play against Arizona, Dorrance Armstrong gets home because the coverage held up, and they caused Murray to hesitate a little bit with some of the looks. So, like, that also matters too. So you're seeing less of the coverage breakdowns, which gives you that extra half second to get home.
What do we make of the secondary yesterday? Which is just sort of your initial impressions.
Physical. I want to, you know, I like the way Samerstill has been playing. I think St. Juice has done a nice job.
Yeah.
So I think they've been doing a good job. So
I didn't notice Forbes. Was he out there?
No, I didn't see him. So, you know, they're doing a good job. And I like the way Quan Martin plays and has been playing. And I think, again, it goes back to what I just said too, like they're playing better. In the first game, there were definitely some busts, you know, not playing the right leverage or losing your leverage, whatever it is. And you're not seeing that as much. And so guys are going to, you're going to give up plays. I mean, that's just what happens. But they're not, you're not giving up the busts or, you know, you're playing a little bit more consistently too. And I think St. Juice has done a nice job, and he's giving them a solid corner, and that helps too. But Sam was still first game rookie, right? And he was a guy that had some leverage issues, but the more you're watching him and he's playing outside more, and the more you watch him though, the more you can see him just playing with a lot of confidence and speed and aggressiveness. I mean, he's, for a guy his size, like, he's really physical. And so I think there's an element of that in that backfield as well.
All right, John, good stuff. It's John Keim. Enjoy it. 4-1. It's been a long time since they started like this.
I would say so. It's funny now. The question is, like, when will they lose again? So is it next preseason against Raven? We'll see. But anyways, fans should be enjoying this.
Yeah. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, John.
Coming up next, we're going to tackle how good they are and want to hear from you at 800-636-1067. They have the most points in the NFC. They're 4-1, right? The Vikings are 5-0, but if you actually go through the rest of the teams
Vikings
in the NFC,
they have the second most in the NFC, right behind the Saints.
The Vikings weren't the most impressive
points per game
team yesterday in
points
my
per game, but I'm total. Saying total points. They're number one right now in points.
Love it.
They're number one in total points with 155. Now, the Saints have played one less game, but they are number one in points. How good are they? Are they the best team in the NFC? The second best team? Where do you rank them? 800-636-1067. Commanders, 4-1. We are basking in another Victory Monday here on The Fan.